Yes, sir, 03 Bush, this is the Arizona Board of Executive Commissioners. I understand you're going to help us with a hearing this evening, this afternoon.
Yep, look forward to meeting you, correct?
Yes, sir.
I'll be up here for you.
Okay, sir.
Sir? Sir, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record, sir?
Casey Dixon, 281-700.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your three alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on September 28, 2017, is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Hearing your attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Correct, yes.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing with you today. You cannot see us, but we have four voting panel members. We have the Honorable Mr. David Neal, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Louis Quinones, I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. Also in the room is Mr. Oliveri, our community corrections officer, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
All right.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Dixon and Mr. Oliveri, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Very good. This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding whether or not your community supervision will be continued or revoked. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. Mr. Dixon, when I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from our community corrections officer, and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated the conditions of supervision. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
I will begin by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the Kumulazer Company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven is demonstrated by a failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about August 8, 2017. For the task individual testing compliance summary dated August 17, 2017. Mr. Dixon, is this true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. Allegation number two, violation of condition number seven is demonstrated by you providing a urine specimen that was adulterated by dilution and unsuitable for testing on or about August 7, 2017. Per the task lab report dated August 8, 2017. Mr. Dixon, is this true or false?
That's true, that it came back as diluted. That's true.
Okay, sir. And allegation number three, violation of condition number three, is demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence located at 1551 North Casa Grande Avenue, Unit 162, Casa Grande, Arizona, on or about August 8, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're absconded from supervision. Mr. Dixon, is this true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Dixon's admissions, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision inasmuch as that he failed to provide a urine specimen, provided a urine specimen that was adulterated, made a change of residence, and absconded, and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Just 1 second, Mr. Dixon, and we will continue with the second phase of the hearing.
That's it.
Okay, Mr. Dixon, we're going to move on to phase two. During this phase, we will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Oliveri, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, Mr. Dixon, we will come back to you momentarily for questions. Mr. Oliveri.
Offender Dixon was released from the Department of Corrections on July 31st of 2017. He was arrested on September 6th of 2017 by the Casa Grande Police Department on our absconder warrant only, returned back to DOC custody that same day. He has 29 days abscond. His projected supervision ending will be on December 28th of 2017. Current conviction, 2016. Narcotic drug violation, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2011. Theft, 1 year. 2011. Burglary, third degree, 1 year, 6 months. And also in 2011, robbery, 2 years. The offender has 3 terms with ADC. CU and IR scores are a 2-2, mental health score 2, and a substance abuse score of a 2. There is no STG gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2013, transition release, absconded for 50 days, and was administratively revoked. And in 2015, TIS release, completion, 3 months. The offender has a moderate disciplinary history, 1 other arrest in 2012, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation, and his community risk level is a G3 V4.
Thank you, Mr. Oliveri. Back to you, Mr. Dixon.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were initially approved to reside at TLC in Mesa, Arizona. In August, you were discharged from the home due to reported substance abuse per TLC management. And you left the home on that date. On August 7th, you requested to stay with your mother in Casa Grande. However, this was denied due to third-party issues pertaining to your mother's property management. On the same date, you were approved to reside at your stepbrother's residence, John Horn, 1551 North Casa Grande Avenue, Casa Grande. On August 15, 2017, John Horn reported that you left his residence on August 8th, 2017 and did not return. Your parole officer did not approve a change of residence. You also did not provide any verifiable employment, so were you working at all when you were, when you were on community supervision?
Yes, I started working at a place called Gomez Lining in Casa Grande, doing like a ranch hand, pretty much, taking care of cattle.
Very good. How long were you working as a ranch hand?
Only about 2.5 weeks, sir, and then I got apprehended.
Okay. Programming notes, you referred to CHC for substance abuse counseling. However, you did not attend all assigned meetings prior to absconding on August 8th, and you did not successfully complete the program. You were assigned the color code of gray with task.
Yeah.
You have a short history, and that is on August 7th, diluted results, and then on August 8th, you failed your test when verbally directed. Were you using drugs when you were outside of the correction system, sir?
Yes, sir.
Do you have an ongoing issue with drugs?
Yes, sir.
What is your drug of choice?
Opiate.
Specifically heroin or pills?
Heroin, sir.
Well, thank you for being honest with the board. We know that there's a lot of ongoing issues out in the street with heroin and methamphetamine. You were on abscond, or you were missing from community supervision for 29 days. What were you doing during that time, sir?
I was staying at my mom's house, and then that's when I started working at Gomez Lining. And I began going to, like, NA meetings with an old friend. So I was doing that in the afternoon, so I'd get off work around 3. I was working Monday through Friday. I was just at my mom's in Casa Grande, sir.
Did you detox from heroin?
Yes, I did.
When did you do that, sir?
I'd say August 15th.
And have you been clean since?
Yes, sir.
Well, we commend you for that, especially because we know that heroin can be a tough addiction, and regardless of what this board decides today, we really encourage you to continue seeking treatment or counseling or group sessions, whatever you think will help you.
Yeah, I just want to be honest with you guys, you know?
I appreciate that.
No problem.
It looks like that you were arrested by the Casa Grande Police Department on your abscond status. What happened that caused the police to make contact with you, sir?
They just showed up at my mother's house. I believe it was September 5th, actually, when they apprehended me. It might have been the 6th, but I believe it was the 5th. It was around 8:30 in the morning. They just showed up at my mother's house with, there's no reason besides that they were just serving a warrant. And they came in, arrested me, and took me to jail.
Thank you, sir. Okay, you were only missing from community supervision for 29 days, so why did you decide not to maintain contact with your parole officer?
Because he was in Mesa, and I did not have a car, and I was pretty much stranded in Casa Grande, and I was trying to detox, to get clean, you know?
Well, certainly we commend you for the detox portion of that. It's always a little tragic when people abscond and break off contact with the parole officers because we find the parole officers to be pretty flexible in dealing with people, especially with residence issues or relapses. And ask my fellow group.
Abscounding was not a good decision, by all means.
Well, thank you for being honest with the board. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you, sir.
Yes, Mr. Chair, maybe you've already answered this, but what were you doing? I think you already answered this. When the police picked you up in Casa Grande, so what were you doing?
I was sleeping in my bed, and they came in my bedroom and arrested me. They were just serving a warrant. There was a. No one contacted the police. They went to my mother's house because that was like my last known address. And the police officers that served the warrant are familiar with me in Casa Grande, so they knew where my mother lived. And they just came in and served the warrant and apprehended me, sir.
Okay, so they knew you, and so they knew where to find you. Okay, thank you so very much, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yes, I have another question. Yes, Ms. Rittenhouse.
Mr. Dixon, it looks like you were referred to CHC for substance abuse counseling. Did you attend any of that?
I attended the intake meeting.
Okay.
And then I, shortly after that, I was in Casa Grande.
Okay, and that program's in Phoenix, then?
Yeah, yes, sir. It's right under the, like the parole office in Mesa.
Right.
Right, the same little...
Okay, and so you had a transportation problem then, you couldn't continue.
Yes, like if given parole again, and if I have to parole to Mesa or Phoenix, I will absolutely stay there until my parole is done. You know, I understand that now.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr.
Higgins. Any further questions from my fellow board members? Okay, Mr. Dixon, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board? We really ask that you don't repeat yourself, but this is your hearing. So is there anything that you would like to share?
I would just like to say that I do take responsibility for the violations. I did commit those, and because of that, a warrant was issued. And I'll take responsibility for my actions, but if given another chance on parole, I feel I could complete it. I stepped away from the substance, and I got a little bit more level head now. And I believe that some community supervision could help me develop life skills. And with that, that's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Dixon. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're having a discussion with you, especially because you can't see us, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes and make a decision regarding your community supervision? So, if you will just remain on the phone and listen in, we will have a discussion and we will get back to you shortly with our decision. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. The board is now in the discussion. Fellow board members, I do want to give a lot of credit to Mr. Dixon in as much that I believe he was very honest with the board about the twists and turns of his time while he was on community supervision. I think he was being honest about his struggle with heroin. Whether or not it was a good decision, he was honest about disappearing from community supervision, some of the problems he was having with transportation between Casa Grande and the greater Phoenix area. How I'm feeling right now with respect to him and actually wanting to see him succeed, I like what I'm hearing from him. He's down to 2 months before his prison sentence is complete. And with his detoxification being as fresh as it is, I'm certainly a fan of treatment, but it would seem that the community supervision arrangement was not very practical, and I think he might be better served taking advantage of these last 60 days to concentrate on any programming that's available to him inside the Department of Corrections, as well as putting together a plan for his return to the community, in particular continuing any sort of a treatment or counseling relating to his addiction to heroin. Again, I want him to hear encouragement from me, but I'm also looking at some practicalities, but I am certainly open to the input of my peers, and that's where I'd like to begin the discussion. Yes, Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Quinones. I am in general agreement with you. I just note that he has one term of community supervision successfully completed, and another one that was not successfully completed, that was revoked. And I agree that the geographical distance creates a problem in that most of his support system is in Casa Grande and not in Phoenix. So I would, I think, given that, it's going to make anything difficult going to programs. So I'm with you. I think the time is best served remaining incarcerated until the couple of short months that are left.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. Any further input by my
colleagues? With my distinguished colleagues.
Thank you, Doctor. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion that is based on the information provided in warrant number 2017W2885, our discussion with Mr. Dixon, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Dixon was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, in particular within the context of his problems with urinalysis and his absconding from community supervision, and that he had lapsed or was about to lapse in a couple of ways or company.
Second. Agree.
Agree.
Second was about to
Neil. Okay, Mr. Dixon, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about December 28, 2017. Certainly, we don't mean to make light of this. We recognize that you're the one that's inside the correction system right now, but it is only 2 months away. And I believe you'd be best served by taking advantage of the remainder of this time to pursue any programming and to put together a plan for your transition back to the community, as well as any ongoing treatment for your heroin addiction. We do wish you the best, and we want to see you succeed when you come out in December. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and Mr. Dixon, we'd appreciate it if you'd give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bush.
Yes, sir. Thank you.